Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. My name is Dale Wolfert. I'm going to be adjudicating you today here at the CMEA Area 3 Band Festival, being held on April 24th, 2010 at California High School. I'm looking forward to your performance, and as soon as you're ready to go, we'll get things underway and give you some comments. I want to wish you the best of luck in your performance today.
Now I'd like to welcome to the stage the Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble under the direction of Greg Conway. Today they'll be performing three airs from Gloucester by Hugh Stewart, Shenandoah by Frank DeKelly, and March of the Dragon Masters by Robert Jager. I'd like to inform you the first piece is a three-movement piece, so please hold your applause to the very end. And welcome now the Wind Ensemble from Hopkins Junior High School.
Beginning. Make sure we don't rush that figure in the solo clarinet. Flute here. It'll help you accent more da 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 and articulate those staccatos just a little bit crisper. It'll help you project more. That's better, flutes. A little bit less, I think it's the baritone, voice, anyhow. Try to make sure we're in tune on that high D. You guys did a great job following the conductor and playing together on the rallentano, but more crescendo to the forte. Through that melodic line. Something you can work on together as a sectional. Here, you want to, everybody needs to think like a pipe organ. Everything's very sustained, especially clarinets. There's a little bit of break sometimes in between notes. It's just got to be smooth as glass. Trumpets, when you come in, this has got to grow out of that. I don't want to hear the attack so much. Then as you grow into it, then we start to hear it. Nice blend here, everybody. less horn here. Not quite as well balanced as it was earlier. Flute solo, by the way, at the end of that last movement. A little less of the accompaniment figure here, so we can hear the trumpets clearly. Sax though, and third trombone. A little less snare. Watch our rhythmic integrity, those last four measures. Make sure we're all lining up together. Right there, we went all together on the second beat, three bars from the end. Okay, and then the other thing I'd like to hear, that melody at 133, it's not so much there, I'm sorry, at 141. A little bring out those accents a little bit more would be very nice. Okay, but nice tempo in that, a nice feeling of the dance that it's supposed to be, and overall a very nice blend. And flute. Alto, that A in particular wants to be sharp on your saxophone, and the E, so you're going to make adjustments for that. We're going to be in tune with the clarinets and their moving quarter notes, like the trumpet solo, nicely done. Somebody's got to give and make that note in tune between the flute and sax. Carefully, so we're all together rhythmically, especially clarinets. Three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two. You've got to be subdividing, especially if you're playing half notes, quarter notes. I need a little bit more from the echoes there in the flutes. Bass clarinet. Keep working on that. Dying away to nothing, to niente. Difficult to do, but something I know you're capable of with a little bit of practice on long tones that decrescendo to nothing. Best way to practice it. It's something that everyone here needs to be able to do. Okay, very challenging piece. It's the most difficult piece you're playing today because it's so exposed. It requires intonation. It's so important, and it's something that's coming along with this group, but it's still not quite where it should be, especially with this piece, keeping listening to some of those things we talked about. I mean, the thing that concerned me when I heard some of the solos and things is that people would play things out of tune, and they just kept playing them out of tune. It's one thing you play it out of tune and make a quick adjustment, say, oops, okay, I'm going to fix it. But you need to make sure you're making adjustments all the way through. My favorite statement about intonation is that you're never in tune. You may play your tuning note, but that doesn't mean you're in tune, because so many notes on every instrument play, different chords have different harmonies, so you may have to raise the third a little bit, etc. So these are very advanced things I'm talking about because you're a very fine group, but things that I want to see you working on. and getting better at. Da-da-da. Lead into that. More. Make sure as we drop out, we don't drop out quite so quickly. So 3 after B should still be full volume for the people who are playing. Need more trombone here. It should be more menacing. Come in a little bit more accented flutes, clarinets. Careful percussion, don't overpower the ensemble. Together, trumpets, rhythmically. Gotta work on intonation, particularly trumpets, on those E naturals in the first trumpet. Here and a little bit more from the woodwinds. Get ready for the dynamic change. Trumpets, try not to breathe in the rest so much. We only have a rest, one or two rests in between. There should be no breath, so you want to keep your embouchure set. It'll help you be ready for the next note. I think the bells should be up for the trumpets here. Well, it looks like they are, but not everybody is doing it. Maybe my position, I'm off to the side. Good, nice ending. Good job, percussion. Dampening the head or the mallets. Okay. I think what's I'm missing right now on this last piece is this sense of fullness of sound. I feel like some of you are holding back. You're not putting air all the way to the back wall of the auditorium. You're blowing halfway through the instrument. So I want to hear more projection of your tone with more air in general. And I'm not just saying play louder. I'm saying think about where you're directing the air to instead of just to where you are. Trumpets might have helped if we'd had a little bit higher, and I know it's such a crowded space, so I'd love to hear how you play this in the band room over here. We have a little bit more room, but that's not going to be done, so I'm not going to hold that one against you. But keep working on developing our sense of intonation, because you guys are too good of players not to be playing better in tune. And like I said, it's not so much that you just play out of tune. It's that you play a note and you'll hold it for 4 beats and it's out of tune the whole time and there's no change going on. That means you're not thinking about making those adjustments. And at this point in your level of playing, that should be happening. But a lot of very fine things going on in this ensemble. I enjoyed the performance immensely, and I really hope these comments were helpful. Good luck to you in the future.